So Minister, welcome. Can you tell us a little bit about your meeting with the SRSG and what were the issues that you discussed?
I got a very thorough overview of especially the humanitarian situation in South Sudan, which is of major interest to me and my country, because we are very concerned about the humanitarian situation and also the difficulties with access for the humanitarian workers. And we had a good chance to discuss all the challenges that South Sudan is facing.
How do you feel after hearing that briefing about the situation here? Do you think things are improving or still deteriorating?
Well, that's very hard to say. It's no doubt the challenges are very big, and they need a lot of political will from the South Sudanese part or side, or else I don't think we will see improvements in the near future. But right now, I think it's very tough challenges, both in terms of the humanitarian situation, but also in terms of the lack of peace and no positive economic developments. And that is, of course, a very serious situation for the country.
Was it nice for you to see the troops from your own country here doing their service?
Oh, yes, it was very nice, and it makes me very proud to know that Denmark can contribute to UNMISS like the Danish soldiers are doing. And I also learned from the SRGS that they are doing a good work. Their energy, their engagement, their pragmatic views on different challenges, which I think is very often the Danish approach, but also that they are very well educated as soldiers. So this made me very proud.
Great, thank you.
What is your contribution to South Sudan, and how are you going to continue supporting the country?
We are very worried about the humanitarian situation with 2 million refugees in the neighboring countries and 2 million internally displaced people, as well as learning about humanitarian workers having difficulties in getting access and doing their work. So we are very worried. We are contributing right now with $30 million to the humanitarian assistance, and I look forward to continue a very strong Danish support to the humanitarian situation in South Sudan.
What would be your message to the leadership and to the people of South Sudan?
To the leadership, my message would be that they have to show political will, and they have to get a peace agreement, or else the humanitarian situation will not be better. And it's many people that are in need of basic humanitarian assistance. So it's very important that they're not taking too long in their negotiations.